The physical world that is experienced by anyone at any given time is a virtual reality world generated by the person's own brain and manifested in the person's own mind. In fact, it is the person's mind. Now, the all-important question is the mind same as the brain? To answer this question, we should simply ask ourselves this. Does the mind manifest as the brain? Do I experience my mind as neuronal brain matter? Of course not. Does a person see the world, feel touch sensations, hear sounds, smell fragrances, feel pain, experience thoughts, remember people, things, places and events in space and time, experience dreams, experience sorrow and joy, or experience any of the conscious experiences as experiences of neuronal brain matter? Of course not. Any given experience a person has is comprised of consciousness. It is a conscious experience. It is the experience constituting consciousness, the mind. And although it is a phenomenon that emanates from the person's brain matter, it is but not experienced by the person as neuronal brain matter in the brain. We do not experience neurons in the brain as such. Neither do we experience electromagnetic activities in the brain, as some may suggest. We do not experience a world composed of electricity. Rather, the experience is of a world, a 3D virtual reality world, composed of perceptual mind mediums. In short, the PMMs, mind stuff, which are different from the electromagnetic activities or the neuroelectrical signals objectively observed in the brain. By design, the virtual reality world appears to be real for all practical purposes. The question is, where is the mind? The mind is the output from the brain. But where is it localized in its manifestation? Where does the mind manifest? For instance, in vision perception, where does the visual image manifest? Where does the 3D visual world, as a person sees it, manifest? Consider this. The two-dimensional image output in this system is displayed in a device that is in its own domain, distinctly different from that of the real object, the camera, and the processor. Similarly, the visual image is a phenomenon in its own realm, distinct from the realm of the real object, the eyes, and the neurons in the brain. The visual image the brain outputs is manifested in the realm of the mind, the realm of consciousness, the so-called mind dimension. So we must discern this clearly. While the real world is in the real dimension, which cannot be experienced, the virtual reality world a conscious creature experiences at a given moment manifests in a parallel realm of consciousness, the mind dimension. In summary, realize this. As you experience the world right now, as you see the 3D visual image of a world, as you experience your other senses, such as sound, smell, touch, taste, pain, hunger, thirst, as you experience your thoughts, imaginations, memories, emotions, feelings, as you experience whatever it is you experience as consciousness, you are experiencing your own mind in the mind dimension. You don't see real light, you experience mind light in the mind dimension. You don't hear real sounds, you hear mind sounds in the mind dimension. You don't experience real space, you experience mind space in the mind dimension. You don't experience real time, you experience mind time in the mind dimension. You don't experience